USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States crossed another grim threshold over the weekend, surpassing 350,000 deaths from COVID-19. The U.S. continues to have the largest death toll from COVID of any other country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is yet another reason we have to control the spread of the virus. The director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells ABC's This Week that the number of fatal cases shows why health officials are asking everyone to follow the guidelines.
I mean, to have 300,000 cases in a given day and between 2,000 and 3,000 deaths per day is just terrible. I mean, it is. I mean, there's no running away from the numbers, Martha. It's something that we absolutely got to grasp and get our arms around and turn that inflection down by very intensive adherence to the public health measures uniformly throughout the country with no exceptions.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, first reported by the Washington Post, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state. Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he believes the president was threatening the Secretary of State. The Illinois Republican tells CNN hearing the president ask for votes to be found for him is beyond the pale.
You see the repeating of conspiracy theories that you see on the internet that get disproven, but the president believes these, or at least he's saying he believes them. And then again, just saying, we want people to basically find the votes for us. It's disgusting, and quite honestly, it's going to be interesting. You know, all these members of Congress that have now come out and said they're going to object to the election. I don't know how you can do that right now with a clear conscience, because this is so obviously beyond the pale is probably not even the way to describe it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress will meet on Wednesday to certify the Electoral College vote, but now without another challenge to the results of the election. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the coaching carousel in the NFL has begun as the regular season ends today. The New York Jets have fired head coach Adam Gase after back-to-back losing seasons. Gase spent 2 seasons in New York compiling a 9-23 record that included the franchise's longest losing streak, dropping the first 13 games of the 2020 season. The team's 2-14 mark this year continues a decade-long streak of missing the playoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.